Okay.
Hey, Anna. Wow. This is the earliest you've ever come home from a date with Greta.
Yeah, well, Greta had a cold sore on her lip.
Oh, yeah. Heaven forbid you'd want to talk to the girl.
Hey, we talk. But there's only so much you can say about a cold sore. What's all this stuff? Fireworks?
Ah, yes. But not just any fireworks. These rockets are packed with pep.
Pep?
Ah, yes. Phonic exploding powder. It's a gunpowder detonated not by fire, nay, but by sound.
Sound?
Sound. You don't have to whisper. It's triggered by music. Namely, the climax to my favorite polka classic, Roll Out the Barrel. Roll out the barrel.
Why would you want to invent a crazy thing like that?
It was Saturday. It was raining.
Well, look, Steve, I'm real tired, and I got an early class in the morning. I'm about to get some sleep.
Yeah. I left something on your bed that I might want to get out the way.
Well, what is it?
My grubworm circus.
Would you come here for a sec?
I've seen this move before. Don't a world run out of bear claws?
No. Today was much more fun than that, Harriet. Today, once again, a younger, less experienced man was promoted to captain over me.
Oh. I'm sorry, Carl.
Oh, why be sorry over a thing like that, Harriet? Hey. I got to go to a party. There were balloons. And I got to eat 4 pieces of good luck Larry cake.
4 pieces?
Well, hey, I figured if I couldn't have the man's job, I could at least have most of his cake.
Carl, you should be happy for Larry. He probably worked very hard for that promotion.
Oh, please. The word is schmoozed, Harriet. Larry schmoozed his way to the top. Oh, he pressed the flesh and worked the room and sucked up like a shop vac. Well, from now on, I'm gonna do the same.
But that's not your style, Carl.
Well, it is now. This is my 20th year as a cop, and I'm gonna use it to throw a schmooze fest.
You mean a little gathering here at the house?
Oh, no. Little gatherings are for little people, Harriet. And Carl Winslow is not a little person. I'm gonna rent a banquet hall, and I'm gonna throw the biggest bash the 8th Precinct has ever seen. I'm gonna invite the commander, chiefs, maybe even the commissioner. Yep, it's time for me to sucky up to the mucky mucks.
Yeah, but that's gonna cost a lot of bucky bucks.
Not if you do the cooking.
Good lucky luck.
Harriet, wait a minute now.
Carl, I don't mind helping you out with this, but I work all day. I don't have time to cook a meal for the 8th Precinct.
Well, I'm not talking
about... Carl, listen, if you insist on throwing this party, then do it right. Open up your wallet and spend some money.
Hello? Is Bob Walls there? Is Jim Walls there? Are there any walls there? No walls? Then how in the heck do you hold up your roof?
Hey, good one, 3J.
Hey, let's call the car wash again and ask for a Anita wax job.
Nah, let's go see a movie.
Can't. We don't have any money.
So?
I'm not sneaking into the movies, 3J.
Hand the man some respect here, Richard. Does this look like a face of a kid who was sneaking the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not. This is the face of a natural-born money magnate.
This is the face of a kid who'd rather wait for his allowance.
Okay, fine. You go see the movie whenever. I go see the movie today. Maybe twice.
And, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to ask people for money and tell them it's for charity.
What charity?
The Poor Unfortunate Children's Charity.
But that's lying.
No, it's not. I'm poor, and that's real unfortunate.
Wow.
Tasty.
Salty.
Guys.
Oh, boy.
Delicious. Guys.
Oh, I like the shell.
Guys! Oh, you two are a little freaky with those nuts.
Oh, boy, highway robbery. These people are pirates, every last one of them.
What's the matter, Dad?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get a caterer, and the lowest estimate I've gotten is $3,000.
Hiring a caterer? But why, Elder Winslow?
Well, don't you know? Carl's throwing a big sucker bash.
It's called politicking, Steve.
Politicking, sucking up, same deal.
Myra. Uh-huh. You know, Steve tells me that you're a great cook.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Nonsense. Why, she packs me a lunch every day. Look at this pot. I'm a whale.
Yes. Well, look, do you think you can whip up something for 50 people, say for $1,000?
I suppose if I didn't charge anything for my own labor.
You do that for me? Oh, what a doll. Yeah. So, what am I going to do for music? Music. Yeah. Eddie? Huh? Listen, son, are you still hanging around with those deadbeat musicians I told you not to hang out with?
Yeah.
Good. Well, look, you think you guys can work up a few numbers for my party?
Well, can we play the stuff we like to play? Or do we have to play lame, boring, old people music?
Lame, boring, old people music.
Oh.
But I'll pay you $500.
All right.
Which I will deduct from the year's rent you already owe me.
Oh.
Laura.
All right, all right. I'll help serve the food. Well, sweetheart, I was going to ask you to park cars, but that's just as good.
Park cars, huh? Everybody's got something to do except for me. What can I do?
Well, Steve, let's see. We do need salsa for the nachos.
Oh, great. Where can I get it?
Mexico.
Preteens.
You cooking for Uncle Carl's party?
Does my smile light up a room?
So, why aren't you cooking at your house?
Well, my mother doesn't allow cooking in our kitchen. She says it makes a mess. Now, as much as I love you two little scamps, get your tiny heinies out of here. Bye now. Pepper. Where's Mr. Pepper? Huh. Bingo! Fresh pepper. This'll give my stuffing some zing.
You're right, Vivian. The kids shouldn't have done that. No, they shouldn't have done that. I agree, they shouldn't have done that. Vivian, I gotta run. Someone's at the door. I know, they shouldn't have done that. Whoa, get over here. Sit down, we need to have a little talk.
What about?
About the poor, unfortunate children's charity.
Uh-oh.
Vivian Lathrop told me that you two were collecting money from the whole neighborhood.
Well, not really. A lot of people went home.
You know, it's wrong to take money under false pretenses. It's like stealing.
We're sorry.
What did you do with the money you collected?
We used the money to go to the movies.
Okay. Here's the deal. You're gonna do chores for all the neighbors you collected money from until it's all paid back in full.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, there'll be no movies, TV, or video games for a week.
Ouch.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Now, come on, let me fix you something to eat. Oh, and by the way, I know about those crank calls, too.
Boy, you find out about everything.
And don't you forget it. Let's go.
Commissioner Geis.
Well, thank you for coming this evening, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Winslow. Say, this is quite an affair.
Well, sir, if there's one thing I've learned in the 20 years of dodging bullets and fighting the good fight and training seven guys who've been promoted ahead of me, you gotta give back the good.
Huh?
Well, I mean to say is that, you know, if you're enjoying the egg rolls and the nachos, it's Carl Winslow's humble way of saying, enjoy the egg rolls and the nachos.
You tanked, Winslow?
No, sir, I'm just giddy with gladness, sir.
Good. Where do we sit?
Right over here.
A charm, Harriet. It's working like a charm.
It's a nice party, Carl. The banner is a bit much. But people are saying really nice things about you.
Hey, I'm just kicking myself for not thinking of this sooner. And you just wait, babe. I'm gonna be a captain before we serve dessert.
Chicken, yummy, yummy. The chickens have been deployed and they're waiting to be.
What's wrong, Myra?
I'm not sure. I was about to warm up this extra stuffing when I noticed it smelled funny.
There's something vaguely familiar about that aroma.
It smelled fine before I put in the pepper.
Well, let me taste. Okay. Ooh, tastes funny, too. How's my breath?
On behalf of my lovely wife, Harriet, and myself, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. You know, there's a little story connected to how I chose the path to law enforcement.
I'm hungry.
So let's eat.
Myra, where did you buy this pepper?
I didn't buy it. It was in a cloth sack in your kitchen, and it had P.E.P. on it.
What? P.E.P.? My pet wasn't pepper. That was my sonic exploding powder. These Cornish hens have been stuck with high explosives.
Oh, my God. Are they going to blow up?
Well, don't worry. We should be fine as long as nobody plays Roll Out the Barrel.
Are there any requests?
Roll out the barrel!
Are there any more requests?
Winslow, do you know how hard it is to get chicken grease off a glass eye?
No, sir.
Well, my wife is about to find out. My office Monday morning, first thing. And start practicing groveling.
I will, sir. Thank you, sir. Forgive me, sir.
Not bad, not bad. Keep practicing.
You! You ruined my banquet and possibly my whole career!
Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. All my inventions are just disasters waiting to happen!
Oh, take it easy, Steve. This one is not your fault.
What?
Carl, the blame for what happened tonight rests squarely on your own shoulders.
Well, how do you figure that, Harriet?
You cut too many corners, Carl.
What are you talking about?
Instead of hiring a professional caterer, you drafted these kids. And let's be honest, Carl. This whole party thing was just a shortcut to a promotion.
Well, so what? It would have worked if the entrees had not exploded. Oh, shut up.
Come on, Carl. Glad handing, buttering people up, impressing them with this fancy party? That's not your way.
It isn't?
No. You got to where you are by hard work and dedication. And honey, when you get that promotion, it's gonna be because you did a better job than the next guy.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Steve, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
That's okay, big guy. Exploding poultry can affect the best of us.
Hey, Winslow.
Oh, yes, sir.
I was thinking how you might redeem yourself on Monday.
Oh, name it, sir.
Yeah. Bring in the recipe for those chickens. My mother-in-law's coming to dinner next week.
That turkey's not gonna blow up, is it?
Relax, Carl. I made the stuffing myself. Mm.
What, are you two going to a costume party?
No, the movies. half off for pilgrims.
Steve, be careful with that rifle-y thing.
Oh, please. Give me some credit. This blunderbuss is fake. Look. Christie's costume shop will be getting a very frosty letter from me.
Not if you don't live to write it.
Thanksgiving is ruined.
Please, Carl. I've spent more than one Thanksgiving with Steve Urkel. I have a backup bird.